Welcome to the Tech Webcast Podcast, episode 426, recorded on the 6th of May 2017. Tech Webcast is recorded every Saturday at noon Melbourne time. Rate us on iTunes and like us at facebook.com/techwebcast. Follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast and download the Tech Webcast iPhone or Android app. You can also support Tech Webcast at patreon.com/techwebcast. Your hosts today are Aldwin, Brad, Jacob, and myself, Daryl. And we have two guests today, Courtney Smith-Kramer, and I'll say that another 10 times, but no, only joking, and also Mia Voss.
Wow, I like that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On all things vinyl, then you should jump right over to Still Spinning. That's STILL, Still Spinning on YouTube. It's Kevin Carpenter's wonderful channel where he has video after video on all things vinyl. So Kevin also has a Facebook page at facebook.com/stillspinning3, that's the number 3, where you can continue the conversation. So if you want that new turntable, if you're after the Beatles White Album, or you don't know what vinyl is all about, just jump over to Still Spinning on YouTube and hook up with Kevin Carpenter. And we thank Kevin and Still Spinning for supporting Tech Webcast.
Tech Webcast, streamed from our brains to our mouths, to your ears, to your brain. It's like our brains are holding hands, brain hands. That doesn't really make sense, but Tech Webcast does. Tech stuff, gadgets, games. Come and wander around Geek Heaven with us. Tech Webcast, here, now. Holding brain hands.
Good afternoon, Brad. We can hear some laughter in the background. It's like we've got a cast of thousands today.
God. This is a big, busy episode. Yeah, Daryl, how are you, mate?
I'm good. I'm good. It's a beautiful sunny autumnal day here in northeast Victoria. The sun's shining, the birds are singing and all that sort of stuff. But we're expecting some bad weather, I think tonight or something. But anyway, I make the most of it this afternoon and get out and do something after the podcast. So, yeah, it's good.
All right, awesome, mate. Now, in that Still Spinning intro, did you say cook or hook up? I just noticed.
Oh, I'd have to replay it back. I can't remember.
Let me replay it again for you.
Hook up, cook up. I can't remember.
Vinyl is back, baby. And if you don't want to miss the boat on all things vinyl, then you should jump right over to Still Spinning. That's STILL.
Who's that sultry voice?
On YouTube. It's Kevin Carpenter's wonderful channel where he has video after video on all things vinyl. So Kevin also has a Facebook page at facebook.com/stillspinning3. That's the number 3, where you can continue the conversation. So if you want that new turntable, if you're after the Beatles White Album, or you don't know what vinyl is all about, just jump over to Still Spinning on YouTube and hook up with Kevin Carpenter.
I think it is hook up, but I think I mangled the H. So, yeah, I think I mangled the H. But, yeah, it is. I think I swallowed my H.
That's all right.
I think we'll do whatever you tell us to do is what's going on there.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a euphemism. That's what she said.
I think Brad was just wanting to play Kevin Carpenter again. I think Kevin must have given him an extra, you know, so he's got to play it again. And I'm the excuse because of swallowing my H.
So who's this?
That is what she said.
Who is this other person? Daryl, is he any relation to this person?
Oh, I don't know. Who?
I need a website, son.
What, Pop?
I need a website.
Well, if you're like Pop and you need a website, why not get on the internet and type furiousmarketing.com.au? They build all types of websites and can also help you with marketing your website. Furious Marketing can also be found on Facebook at Furious Marketing. So for all things website and marketing, you should be following furiousmarketing.com.au.
Is they furious at me, son? Shh, no. That's their name and the ad's over.
So there you go. There's another sponsored ad from Mark.
From Furious Marketing. Furious.
Mark, he's not mad either, by the way.
No, no. Well, he's not madder also, than anybody else. That's right.
Exactly. And also a third sponsor. We've got another sponsor called Money and Technology.
I'll have to make one up for them too.
Yes, we knew. Yeah, we knew. Tracy from Money and Technology has sponsored this podcast, and she wants an ad on the podcast every week.
Now, if I didn't think there was a risk of the podcast being pulled down, I'd take a slab out of Pink Floyd's song Money and do it. Use that as like a soundbed and do something underneath it. But the risk would be that it would get pulled down because it would be Pink Floyd.
Want us to sing it? We'll sing it.
Money. No, not that one.
That's a different version.
That's a different
not
one.
Money. Dumb. It's a rest.
Dumb.
Yeah. But I like that one too.
Dumb. Yeah, so it's.
Ironically, that was Donald Trump's Celebrity Apprentice.
Oh, it was.
Hold on, let me just throw up a little bit in my mouth. Sorry.
Yes. Yes. The Trump. The Trump.
All right, so Jacob on. How's your week been, Jacob?
It's been pretty darn good. I got my cable repaired in my house.
Excellent. Well, that wasn't going to actually talk about. I was going to ask you about the website, what we achieved over the past couple of weeks, mate. Good job, by the way.
Among what happened before, I helped Brad. We both teared that website and rebuilt it from the ground up.
Took us how long? It's about 2 weeks, right? 2 weeks.
Yeah. But we got that baby back up there.
So we've got new hosting and a new domain. So check it out, Daryl.
Yeah, I will. That's a good job because sometimes websites, particularly when you've got to try and fix them yourself, like WordPress or some of those sites, it can be can be really difficult and frustrating because the site goes down.
Very frustrating. You should have heard what I said.
Yeah, the language. Yes, we need an R-rated version of Tech Webcast.
Yeah. Fuck you, Jake. We'll just fuck off.
Yes.
You should have heard me. Right, Jacob?
It was like at my work early in the year there, and someone said to me, our email's not working, and our email's sort of linked to our domain, of course.
Yeah.
And I said, So I went to log into the website, and the website was gone. Like, it wasn't slow to load. It was gone. And I realized, and I said to someone in finance, I said, have we paid our our domain registrar's account? And it was like crickets chirping. And so I rushed in and grabbed the corporate card and went and paid it, and it came back up. But yeah, we lost our email and the whole lot, and I thought the site was gone forever. But no, it had just been switched off by the domain registrar because we'd forgotten, or had gone, the account had gone to an old email address which no longer existed in the organisation, and so it was a bit of rush and pay. So I understand, at least ours come straight back, like there was nothing was lost. But yes, you forget those things, and we all have websites these days, and so you forget sort of stuff.
Yeah, exactly, mate, exactly. So good job, Jacob. Well done, mate.
Well done, Jacob.
You earned the golden star.
Golden WordPress star of the week.
Yes.
Thank you.
And also we got Alderman on. Welcome back to the podcast, Alderman. I wasn't here last week, by the way.
Thank you so much. Welcome to you, Brad.
Good. How's your week been?
The website looks great, by the way. I've had an awesome week, and I'm right now in Brisbane. I'm actually doing a talk at an event this afternoon about how people can craft their perfect angle for media. So I'm very excited about that, and very excited about our beautiful guest today too.
Yes, correct. Two guests today.
Yes.
In stereo.
Some can say that we were cloned. I don't know. Maybe we're extensions of each other. I don't know.
Oh, we got
blonde brunette version.
Right? It's nice. Veronica and Betty. For you Archie fans out there. I don't know if they had that in Australia.
Yes, we do.
Great to be back. Great to have you guys on.
And
here's to having a lot of fun in the next hour or so that we're together.
Well, let's do this.
You are guaranteed for that. We can tell you this.
Awesome.
And what else has been happening, Alderman? Anything else happening during the week for you?
Just the normal stuff, doing a bit of, you know, some video work. I've been doing my online shows, which are going really well. Oh, I did an interview and helped launch a domestic violence service on the Gold Coast. And so I'm getting a lot of referrals now to interview people and also to interview people for their promo videos, which is pretty cool because I love interviewing people. And that's what we do here, of course, is interview people and on my shows on YouTube. So I just love connecting with people and sharing the message and also being controversial at times and getting people thinking about, you know, how the world works and not just believing whatever the mass media tells us about how the world operates, you know, actually looking at things outside the square and questioning our versions of reality and what we're told in the mass media. So life is really good at the moment. I'm loving it, and I'm actually off to Bintan Island in Indonesia next Thursday, which I'm very excited about. So I'm heading off to a retreat at Club Med in Bintan Island. I've never been there before. So I'm flying to Singapore next Thursday, and I'm away for about 10 days next week.
Will you be still on the podcast or?
Hopefully, if I can get internet, I'll have to keep you posted on that because I'm not sure what my internet range is going to be like, but I'd say it should be okay.
If it's Singapore, I just don't
know what the internet coverage is going to be like, but I should be right. I think Club Med should have good internet. So I should be fine.
Yeah, Singapore would be good.
Yeah, I'd love to. I'll be thinking of you. I'll bring your spirits with me. And I'll be eating lots and drinking lots. So I may come back about 10 kilos heavier. Has anyone been to Club Med who's on this call now?
No, I've never been to Club Med.
Nope.
Well, apparently it's about $300 a night and you get all food and all drinks supplied. So you can just imagine it's going to be one big party and I think lots and lots of activities. And it's just to basically just go and indulge for the whole time. So
Brian has been to Club Med before. He met the founder of Intel. This is years ago, but he met the founder of Intel and Brian asked him what he did for a living, and the guy said, "I make chips." And his answer was, "Oh, Doritos."
That'd be like saying to Jeff Bezos of Amazon, "What do you do?" And he says, "Oh, sell a few groceries, you know, or something like that." You know,
right? Like you have a 7-Eleven.
I run a store, right?
I run an online store, and it's called Amazon. You know, like
I'm thinking, how's the slushy turnover, right?
So Club Med, anyway.
Excellent.
Yes, so very cool. So we missed you last week, Brad. We missed you. So great to have you back.
Yeah, I was doing some work on the website and stuff because I had to get that done.
And you did very well. Well done, you guys, for that. It looks great. I love the about page. Very excited to be on there.
Yeah. Alderman, we had to redo it again because Jake mucked up the file in the server. So we had to redo it again.
Oh, did he? Okay. Oh, well, it looks good now. So it's come together well in the end.
Yeah. What else has been happening, Jacob?
Other than the website? Other than getting my cable fixed? Nothing.
That's enough, probably, getting cable fixed, fixing a website. That's a busy enough week in itself.
Does anybody know the term ingress that goes with like noise in the line and stuff like that?
Isn't there an ingress game?
It came through the cable line.
You got noise.
She had her meter, so
yep.
I was watching it. My bedroom had the worst ingress.
Well, your internet over there, Jacob, is faster probably than the combined internet of Australia.
Exactly, mate.
There is rumours that we're going to plug our internet into your router, and Australia will be able to draw off your internet because it's faster than here, I tell you.
I found out from my provider. Actually, I've spent a bit of time with iPrimus on the phone this week trying to work my internet out. And finally, after about 20 hours on the phone with iPrimus trying to work out why the internet is not reaching the other part of the house, they said, "Oh, the modem we've supplied you with is just for a small to medium house." And I've got a pretty big house. And it's just crazy. So they, after all this time on the phone, they said, oh, we've got an N300 modem that we've given you. You actually really need an N600 modem. So I actually, I called UMart and got on the phone with the computer wholesalers, which all the tech guys use. And they said, no, you need actually a Netgear D2700 modem, and that will do an extra large house. And you'll, because I have about 12 devices connected to the Wi-Fi at home with all the different people that access it. So they said, well, you really need this extra U-Butte Whiz Bang one, which is about $300, and that will do the trick, and we'll do the whole house, and you'll be able to keep the speed with 12 different devices. So there you go. That's a bit of new technology I learned this week.
Hey, Autumn, just got a question for you. What model modem is that again?
The one I've got now, the N300. So the standard ones that iPrimers give you are for a small to medium house. You'd think when they give you a modem that they'd say, how big is your house, so that you know that the Wi-Fi is going to reach all areas of the house. And so I've been having troubles for years now with iPrimers. And the minute I mentioned I may go to another provider Oh, TPG, okay, all right. Well, anyway, the minute I mentioned I'd go elsewhere, then they mentioned, oh, well, you may want to try the N600 modem, right? So, you know, it's just crazy. But apparently salespeople are trained not to tell you that, not to sort of upsell you to other – or not to – you know, they just give you the standard basic things because they're not meant to – they're not meant to be upselling us to different things. But, see, they don't provide any other modems with the package.
Salespeople in general like that, and Telstra's the same. I mean – they're just there. They've got like a script of, you know, in their hand, and it says, okay, you need X, you know, A, B, C, D. And of course, if there's anything out of the ordinary, they can't help you because they don't have that information. And they're not tech people in themselves. They're just salespeople. No disrespect to salespeople, but they're just salespeople. And so, you know, when you say, look, I've got a larger house, it's like, oh, now what do we do? But you can also get, although getting a better modem is probably the best option, but you can also get extenders like that you can plug into PowerPoints and various other things in different parts of a house.
Yeah, I actually had a Wi-Fi booster, right? Yep. I actually bought a Wi-Fi booster, but the thing is you're boosting something that's not reaching the whole house anyway, and so the booster didn't work. So you really, I think you're just much better off. And if you've got brick walls in the house, that makes it even harder. Yep. So, you know, there's all these little things that need to be considered when – you know, you get a modem, and of course the technology is changing all the time, of course. But you were talking about the NBN. It's coming in August 1 into my area, which I'm very excited about. So August 1, thankfully, hopefully, we'll have really great fast internet coverage in the Southport Gold Coast area from then.
Oh, yes. I think it's due for us where I am probably the middle to late next year. So I've still got another 12 or 18 months to wait before the NBN gets here. All the places around me, those places outside of the town I live in, the ones that use fixed wireless, they've all got the NBN. So the small communities, the farms, all that sort of stuff, they've got access to NBN, but the actual town at the is still on the waiting list. And so, yeah, it'll be, they say, in between July to December 2018 before NBN gets to us. So I'll still be crawling along on Telstra's ADSL service for another 12 or 18 months. But that's a good point. Yeah. But it's a good point, though, if you are going to get the NBN or it's coming soon, that's the time if you've been rusted on to a service provider because it's just been all too hard to change. That's the time to consider changing or at least think about it because you have to actually, you know the NBN itself doesn't provide a retail service. They're a wholesaler to us. So that's the time if you're a Telstra customer or iPrimus or TPG or Optus or whatever, that's the time to sort of say to your provider, well, what are you going to do for me? Because I've got to get the NBN and I might move somewhere else. Put a bit of pressure back on the providers to sort of say, well, you want to keep my business. I've been with you for X amount of years. You want to keep my business. You know, what are you going to do for me?
I'm actually happy with TPG. They've been fantastic. Since I left Foxtel broadband.
Foxtel was, I know you had all that problem with Foxtel. Foxtel broadband, But it's for anybody, even if you're happy with your provider, I mean, just, you know, don't let them take you for granted in saying, oh, well, you know, if you're Telstra, you'll hook up with Telstra again, sure. But just sort of say to them, well, okay, you know, I've got to consider my options now because the NBN's just about to arrive. What deals are you going to give me to keep me on your network? And doesn't hurt if they say, we're not going to do nothing. Yeah, this is what we got. Well, fine. But at least that's the time to ask the question. Because a lot of us, and I include myself, and you get onto a provider and you think it's just too hard to change, you know, all the stuff you need to do to swap over. So you stick with them, even though they might be, you know, not the best, or they might be charging you more. But this is the time, because everybody, as the NBN rolls out, has got to change, has got to actually, you know, contact a provider and say, I want you, because I'm now on the NBN. So it's a time to sort of stick it to the providers a bit and say, well, okay, you know, what are you going to provide me? You know, what exactly deal are you going to do?
Yeah, exactly. Good information there, Daryl. Let's talk to the guests.
Yes.
Courtney and Mia, welcome to the podcast. Guys, good to have you on.
I just had it muted for so long, I didn't know we were actually going to come on. Like, are we actually on the show? Or
Yes.
Take a nap. Or...
Yeah, you are on the show. Yeah, Daryl just talks a lot and he doesn't know when to stop.
I mean, as seriously riveting as cable modems are. I mean, nothing gets me wetter or hotter than cable modems.
But we are drinking because it is our Friday night. So, When you said we always chit-chat, we didn't know it was going to be a half an hour. So we're just, whenever you want us to talk, we're all good.
Go. Hey, say what you want to say. Go ahead. Tell us about the new show, Courtney, about the new show you and me are doing.
Go ahead, Court.
New show.
I feel like we need a little foreplay first.
Yeah, but apparently modems was our foreplay, so it's all good.
So let's find the segue between modems and drinking wine. What could it be?
We are on tech webcast. On a tech webcast show, so we could go anywhere with the show. So, okay. Yes.
Well, so, I guess the connection would be it's an online web series. That's a good connection for tech.
Yep. Yeah, we do a lot of live streaming, both of us. Courtney's husband and Courtney work in a lot of live streaming. I do a lot of live streaming as well. So now we just decided to harass sommeliers and chefs online by creating a show called Getting Tasted. So it's a little feisty. Yes.
Oh, wow.
That's cool.
Getting Tasted. Wow, that sounds very raunchy.
It's borderline.
We kind of went with a little bit of, you know, sauciness to get people's attention. But more than anything, we started talking about a year and a half ago when we met at South by Southwest. And I was doing a lot with cars and car companies and interviewing a lot of different people that were innovative in the business world. Courtney and Brian, of course, do that as well. So we thought maybe we could just combine, like, having fun driving around, finding out what makes people tick, what makes their businesses tick. And then, of course, we met up with a friend of Courtney's that said, hey, why don't you just make this more about a food and wine type of thing? We're like, okay. So
he's all, let's simplify this. You know, renting an RV and driving around the country sounds expensive. So why don't we just get you in one place and have you interview sommeliers and try to sort of deconstruct the whole snobbery, if you will, of wine tasting and, gourmand food, and specifically even to an older audience that might have the money to spend, but, you know, are maybe intimidated by the whole thing.
That's great. I mean, there is a lot of... snobbery when it comes to wine tasting. I mean, even like out here, it's the same. And there was a famous winemaker out in Australia called Wolf Blass, and he was asked many years ago, someone came to him and said, oh, you know, what's the best type of wine and what do I look for and how do I taste it? And he just looked at him and said, well, if you drink it and you like it, it's a good wine.
Yep,
that's actually my whole philosophy. I don't care how much it costs. I just like how it goes with either with what I'm drinking or what I'm eating and or what I like to drink. So I'm all about it.
Cool.
I think you're onto a winning topic there, ladies, because of course Gary Vaynerchuk, who became absolutely huge doing Wine Library TV, he was just reviewing wine every day. He just did little videos on different wines, and he became absolutely huge. So has he been an inspiration for you?
He always has, not for this show. He's always been interesting. I do like the transition that he made from wine guy to, you know, more of a
media mogul.
Yeah, yes. He is now. So not for us. I think we've just always been foodies and winos.
Yeah. Right. We just like to drink and cackle. So if someone's willing to put us on camera to do that, then we're totally okay.
Yeah. That's brilliant. And just watch that waistline. As long as you get the exercise in there at the same time.
Oh, my gosh. Especially talking about women over 40, everything kind of changes as far as your metabolism. So you do kind of have to watch the intake. But we still do it. We just wear stretchy pants.
Right? Buttons are so overrated. I'm just saying.
I love it. We're just talking about Club Med before, places like Club Med that give you unlimited food and unlimited alcohol.
Oh my goodness. That's
for about $300 a night. That's crazy, isn't it? You can just imagine what people are going to be doing there.
Yeah. Well, so, like I said, Brian did attend and there was definitely debauchery. There was a swimsuit swapping contest.
Oh dear. I'm way too much of a germaphobe. I would freak out.
Right? You had to get with a random buddy, and then you had to run out into the water, into the ocean, and swap swimsuits. And then it was like a race. Like whoever came back the fastest with their swap swimsuits won. Of course, women, you know, having their two pieces or one pieces, but guys only have the bottoms. So let's just say. There was, you know, parentheses, bullet, parentheses, space, right. Parentheses, bullet, parentheses, which is emoticon for boobies.
Yeah. Recipe for exposure.
Exposure, yeah. If you're looking for exposure.
Yeah. Awesome. And what's the format of these shows you're doing? Right, so how many are you doing? Where are they going?
So right now we've only shot the pilot with our producer from Fanatics Media out of San Diego, Mark Fidelman. He's going all in on episodic web series, which I think is super smart. And what we're doing right now is we're trying to find the right partner to sponsor and finish out the rest of the 9 because we'd like it to be a 10-episode series. So currently we're romancing a couple different wine brands, and then also our favorite vodka called Tito's, which is based out of Austin, Texas. And we are actually meeting with them next week in hopes that we can maybe rejig the format of the show in order to make it work for cocktails and mixology. And we're such a huge fan of the brand. I don't know. I don't even know. You guys have Tito's over there in Australia, right?
No. What is a Tito? We have no idea here.
I think we just brewed a new idea.
Is it Jacob? Do you know what it is?
No, I know a Tito, but he passed away.
Well, this one is alive and well. So this is such a great brand story, by the way, because Tito's Vodka was originally started in Austin, Texas by a man literally named Tito. And his last name, I am not lying, is Beverage.
Oh. That's right.
It's not spelled like beverage, like you drink, but it's spelled differently. But oh my God, Tito Beverage, if that's your name, you're destined for this business. Mm-hmm. But anyway, he started making handcrafted batches of like super refined vodka, and it just sort of took off in the local Austin culture. I think they innately, if you guys have ever been to Austin, Texas, at any time, even South by South, Southwest or not, like they have such an intense food and drink culture and just embraced
it. And music. And all music, food, sort of
wraps together. Mm-hmm. And so now Tito's is a worldwide brand, mostly the United States, but it is just such a delicious vodka that goes head to head with Grey Goose. What's that?
I was making a vodka joke. I was saying vodka.
Vodka. It has no ties to Russia, I am proud to say.
Or Poland, right? Not that that's bad. And
this is innately 100% U.S. made, but anyway, there's kind of a grassroots, homegrown, absolutely delicious vodka that is, you know, kind of embracing the spirit of what I like to believe America is about, which is, you know, the underdog and, you know, fighting for their rise to success. And yeah. So we've always loved them and have just,
in other words, not our current administration. So not that's the only time we'll get political, but you know, it's
what's current care about it.
Totally. And what's cool about, you know, to take it back to the tech or live stream thing as well, is that Courtney and I just literally, we met it in Austin, and then we just kept tweeting about Tito's. So we just organic kept saying, oh, we love Tito's. And it had no purpose to it in a way, except that it was, you know, getting online and saying how much we love that brand. And literally a year later, we came back to Austin for South by Southwest and said, hey, we'd like to meet with you. And so to bring it onto that online type of relationship, it was just us kind of romancing them and saying, we really like you. We like you.
Saying what we like you. But without intent, like just being truly true brand fans and having a social presence and wanting to share our delightful experience with their brand because we believe in what they believe in. And I think it's a great success story in terms of using the online world and the tech world to connect with people online to then lead to offline relationships that lead to even, you know, potential business partnerships or, you know, whatever might be mutually beneficial for both parties.
Jacob, want to say anything? The question?
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
Wow, Cinco
de Mayo. Random, but okay.
You're in Florida.
No, it's random, but it's Cinco de Mayo, so it fits.
And I like it. And Courtney's drinking tequila.
Are you drinking yet? You should be drinking.
I don't drink, but who I was referencing is Tito, the Taco Bell dog. He was the one that
called Tito?
Yeah, he was called Tito. They said that in an early news story a while back. Sad thing is that dog passed away.
Oh, little guy.
Actually, that's a really good segue into back to the Tito's. Is they're kind of known as the vodka for dog lovers. So they focus a lot of their efforts on either providing money or volunteer services to local shelters that are no kill shelters in an effort to try to get more dogs and cats adopted. So I feel like there's a segue in there somewhere with a dead chihuahua.
Yeah. Wait, and the great thing about when they said that Tito had his place in Austin, that he used to get all these random stray dogs that just showed up and ended up congregating at his place. And so friends would come out and he's like, well, you're out here hanging out. Got to take a dog with you. And so he literally started his own dog adoption movement, I guess. And so we've been talking with Tito's about having a, you know, a happy hour dog.
No, yappy hour. Yappy hour.
Oh, I said it wrong. God, I said it wrong. So that's what our show's about. It's all about connection.
Daryl, any questions? And do you have guests on the show at all, Courtney? Do you have any guests or interview guests? Maybe you can get Daryl or Jacob on maybe as a guest.
Hey, well, at this point, we're super open. I mean, we've only shot one pilot. And we had a sommelier from a local for me. Anyway, I'm in San Jose, Silicon Valley, and he was from a vineyard in Santa Cruz Mountains. But he was on the show, and the ultimate goal is to, I think, connect the general audience to not only culinary professionals. We've been working closely in partnership with the International Culinary Center, which is a global culinary school, like tier one culinary school. They're an amazing business. They have a West Coast location here in San Jose, and then they have an East Coast in New York, in Midtown. And then they also have locations in Parma, Italy, and then in Spain. And they have some incredible chefs and alumni that you would recognize, like Bobby Flay and Wiley Dufresne and David Chang. So we've been working with them, and we're hoping that it all comes together fairly soon. We're getting a bit antsy.
That's awesome. So when does episode one come out?
Episode one is out already. Okay. It's online. If you go to YouTube, you can search up Getting Tasted with Mia and Courtney. Okay. It's also on Facebook. We have a Facebook page called Getting Tasted.
Yep.
And you can watch it. It's It's general shenanigans. It's snackable, so it's only about, what, 10, 15 minutes long, if that. But, you know, me and I are, I think, compadres in shenanigans. So,
how did you two meet? How did you two meet?
At South by Southwest.
Okay, cool. Good stuff.
Yeah, we did.
You may have met Andrew Cunningham there one
That's a huge...
one day. He actually went to South by Southwest one year.
Yes, I know. I'm connected to Andrew on Facebook, and we've exchanged conversations before.
Oh, nice. So,
and also with Johnny the Chocolate Guy in Sydney.
Oh, right? Yeah, yep. Him, yep, yep.
Our awesome friend Johnny, I got to meet him.
Oh, we love him. You did?
I met him.
So at jealous. I don't want to hear San about Diego. It.
Dude, he brought, get this, the guy comes from Sydney, he packs 38 pounds of chocolate in his case. He brought that over to San Diego for Social Media Marketing World, and he had individual bags labeled for all of his favorite online friends, his social friends, who he knew were going to be at Social Media Marketing World. Like, talk about a personal touch. Like, that's what it's all about. It's the building of the relationships, and he went the distance. He delighted everybody. He hand-delivered it to us. And it was just such a great experience. And now I'm such a fan, I will support him forever and ever.
That's awesome. Good on him. Any questions, Daryl?
Have you thought of linking some of your programs with, say, some of the food networks? I know that, you know, in the States, well, there's a number of food channels. Has there sort of been any thought about, you know, trying to sort of cross-pollinate to get your programming or something through them as well?
Well, we've thought about it, but I have to say we're probably a little feisty for network television.
You can't say the F word on network TV.
Honestly, not that we did. The funniest thing is that the image is that Courtney and I swear all the time, which we do in person, but not online. But we're probably a little too unorthodox for that. But it's a great idea, Daryl. Thanks. It's a great suggestion.
Do they have any?
No, but if the Food Network is listening, then we're open. Yeah, call us.
Yeah.
Do they have some?
These are my favorite.
Because I know when I've been to the States, because, you know, the cable TV, you know, like with HBO or any of those sort of networks, your whole thing of language, you know, is completely different to your free-to-air. I mean, I was just amazed. I was sitting there and hearing so many beep, beep, beeps of words being blocked out. And I said to my brother, why are they blocking out? I said, it's free-to-air. He said, they can't say that.
Isn't that odd, though? That's a great point, Daryl. It's a good perception that we forget that it's just so natural to us with, you know, the, what's it called, Courtney? Like when you get the fines from the
the FCC.
The FCC, exactly. I mean, that's always been in our culture, but it is interesting because now you have that free radio, you have podcasts, you have everything where you can say what you want. So you're right. It is kind of an interesting perception. The other thing that we are trying to break through is perception of women are not recognized after a certain age for doing cool shit. Can I swear? Because I just did.
Yes. No beeping.
Beep.
No, don't beep me.
What's the opposite of beeping?
Unbeep.
Right. Amplify.
It's a peeb. Peeb it.
But you know what I'm saying? Like there's, and I'm sure it's in other cultures as well, but certainly with America, after a certain age, especially for women, it's like, we have so much buying power, but we have no voice whatsoever. We're relegated to, you're in menopause, shut up, you're cranky. That's about it. So we're trying to break through that.
But at least the internet gives you that opportunity because, like, and it's the same here, you know, network television in Australia for women, you know, they reach a certain age and then it's, you're getting a bit old to be reading the news now, or you're getting a bit old to be fronting that. So they're sort of pushed aside, except maybe for the our national broadcaster, which, but for the commercial networks, just, you know, push them aside. So at least with the internet and live streaming, you can still have a presence. And the way old media is going, like our commercial networks here are in decline. One of them's almost bankrupt, and the other two are, you know, making a little bit of money, but they're certainly not raking it in. So you might find in the future that you're on the plus side, whereas the old media is on the minus side.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree. I feel like, yeah, there needs to be a new voice. And I feel like 50 is the new 30 in terms of, you know, vitality and voice.
Great. That means I'm 35. I'm 35. Yay! If 50 is the new 30, I'm 35 then. So I'm feeling really pleased about that.
Well, that makes you like 15 years old, so you should be excited.
In dog years or in internet years?
I don't want to be 15.
Get out of high school.
Millennial years.
I don't want to be 15 again. No, sorry.
All right. So Courtney and Mia, what sort of technology do you like to use every day? Like, what sort of favorite gadgets do you like to use?
Ooh, fun. Good one.
Don't
Courtney,
say go vibrator.
What sort of vibrator?
Alden for the win. Nice.
See, you know what, Aldwin? That's yes. Universal. That's universal.
Yeah. I liked you, like, everybody across the board. Like, we didn't say, what's a vibrator?
I'm seriously asking for a yeah. friend. But what's the favorite one? I'm just
asking for a friend, right?
Well, you got to keep things exciting, right? And you got to keep the blood flowing. So,
it's a health thing.
Yes, that's right. So when you eat and drink too much, then you got to sort yourself out.
Is that a pre-existing condition?
Hey now.
Under Trump's new healthcare system, is that a pre-existing condition, or do you
Yes. Lack of an orgasm is a pre-existing condition.
Right, we'd like to see actually if batteries are covered. That'd be awesome.
Right?
Yeah, they tend to run out very quickly, don't they?
You got to get a USB one. That's
The Christian
in a 9-foot cord.
The Christian right in America are just having coronaries at the moment. If they're listening,
yes,
it's like that. Like the evangelicals are just about to sort of, you know, throw up.
And, that's our life's mission. Honestly, that's our life's mission, just to make people just freak out.
Well, I can have wives, but I can't talk about a masturbation session.
So what about, what sort of laptops and phones?
We need to move on. Yeah, this not yet.
All right, so I am straddling between, I had to, do you see what I did there? You see what I did there. I have thank you, darling. I have a MacBook Air and I have a PC and I have an iPhone. So I'm confused all the fucking time.
Right?
Yeah.
So that just means you like variety.
I do. Thank you.
The things that work and the things that don't.
Exactly. And then do you see all of my little toys? Courtney can see this because we're on FaceTime together. My Archon mounts. And you guys are not following Archon, ARKON. They have really cool shit for people that anything mobile. So
for people who need to steady the camera when they're doing their thing.
Hey-o. So, you know, it's funny. We're super techy, but yet we're not. So it's kind of a combination. Because all I do is Facebook live stream. I haven't gotten back into Periscope. I do a lot of Instagram and Facebook stories, but I keep it very lean and mean. So I'm not doing big production. I'm not using Be Live. I'm not using any of that stuff. Wait, BK's using it though.
And you haven't.
I know. You know what? Oh, go ahead.
You haven't found with, you were saying how, you know, your program's feisty, and I was interesting because, you know, Facebook have been rumbling about, you know, because there's been some live streams that have been, you know, death scenes and various appalling, that Facebook's looking at putting on thousands of people to sort of monitor live streaming. You haven't had any issues with Facebook at the moment with live streaming?
Well, I'm not giving birth or masturbating, so I think I'm okay.
Yeah, it's just that sometimes, again, you can have where Facebook can get a bit puritanical.
Good question, though, Daryl. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No, and I'm trying to do with my message, just as a travel blogger, in addition to getting tasted, is just doing kind of on the go, which is my tagline, Nia on the go, of, you know, just taking people with me. Oh my gosh, I'm ziplining, I'm drinking wine with Courtney, somebody's filming me while I'm test driving a car. So it's just more the everyday type of stuff. But I hear what you're saying. And you know, it's a really tough balance between monitoring and, you know, saying what can be shown and what can't be shown.
Have you used YouTube Live at all as a platform?
I haven't, Daryl. Talk to. Should we?
I don't know. YouTube Live, that would be interesting. What's the benefit of that over Facebook Live?
Well, no. It was more. Mm-hmm. It's more that, and then we've sort of chatted about this on, you know, past tech webcasts. If you rely on one platform for, you know, your business, and that platform either goes away, not saying Facebook's going to go away, or it changes its terms and conditions and says, you know, you can't do what you were doing because maybe they've cracked down on language, or maybe they've cracked down on something else. It's always nice to have a secondary or a platform that you can just say, okay, Facebook Live's going to be that way. I'll move to, you know, YouTube Live or Periscope or whichever. I'm not saying Facebook Live's bad. I think it's actually very good, but it's just, you know, when you rely on a platform that you don't have control over, you sort of got to have a few eggs in the basket.
Right. Well, I know Brian always says, don't build your empire on rented land.
Exactly.
You know, so it you do have to kind of move it around a little bit. We've never tried YouTube Live before, but I know for Brian and I, we do a weekly Google Hangout hybrid tweet chat.
Yep.
And so we are live streaming through the Google Hangout, although I'm disappointed with Google because they just took away the little animations that you can attach to people's head, like the crowns and like the other little fun graphics and stuff. And they also took away all the sounds.
Google's messed. Getting on my soapbox, I think Google's really messed up when it's come to live streaming and all that, because they've not sort of settled on one thing, and they've tried it with Google Plus, and then they pulled everything out of Google Plus because they said it wasn't working, and they never had, which Facebook did. They never, when they first started with, you know, YouTube, well, it wasn't even YouTube Live, but, you know, Hangout Live, they didn't have a mobile app that you could do it with. And what did Facebook do when they came out with their Facebook Live? They started mobile and then moved to, you know, computer-based live streaming. Whereas Google is only just recently allowing people to use YouTube Live from a mobile app. But I think you've got to have 1,000 subscribers to your YouTube channel, and they put all these things, these conditions. Whereas Facebook just said, hey, you know, here it is, use it. And I think it's right. Like, you know, and I think YouTube's or Google is sort of losing the battle over that, over video in general. And yet Google's got YouTube, the greatest platform for sharing video in the world, and they seem to not be able to get their act together. I don't know, but it's sort of, you know, but Facebook's eating their lunch at the moment.
Daryl, they've always been like that, though. Yeah. I mean, since Google Hangouts, you know, Brian and I, Courtney's husband, we were always, Brian, BK's been doing Google Hangouts. I've been using it for the last 3 years, but I moved away from it about a year and a half ago, and then was excited when Blab came out. Yep. So, of course, that was another platform. So talk about rented
space. Rest in peace.
Yeah. And they died quickly, and nobody had any opportunity to even, you know, bow out gracefully from that. But that was the biggest problem with Google Hangouts, and we liked them so much, but I always said it was like having this really shitty boyfriend. Like, you like them so much, but they just, you're like, but I like you, and they're still going to the strip clubs. Like, that for me was Google. Like, I'm just like, could you please just do what I ask you to do? And they're like, nope, I'm going over here to the hookers. They're like, what? You know, it's like, that's been my experience with them. And I feel that way. That's why we've been hesitant about YouTube Live. Yep. I like the fact that you're saying there is kind of an entry point, so that it's not this crowded space of, oh my gosh, everybody has their own broadcast tower, because you know what happens then. It's like, hi, here's me on the toilet. Really? Thanks. I don't want to watch that. So there's way too much. There's way too many things to watch.
Facebook just did it really well, in the sense that they said, well, you know, here's he, you know, they just updated their app and said, well, here's live, go for it. And the same, whereas Google seems to, when they actually do it, then they put in conditions. You've got to have 10,000 subscribers, or you've got to have 1,000 subscribers. You've got to have this and that and that. And I think, yeah, they're going to lose the battle because they're already close to, you know, well over a billion people using Facebook. And there's that now live streaming means there's another reason why people don't have to leave Facebook.
No, I agree. And like I was saying about the sounds, is especially for our podcast, which is our hashtag H2H chat, which is every Monday. I guess it's at noon our time, which would mean it's super early in the morning for you guys. But we have a thing where we play the applause sound every time someone says the word human, and they just took it away and didn't even tell us.
Yep.
Oh. We just found this out last week.
There's two things they took away. One was called the smooth feature. There used to be these filters that we loved.
Yep.
And so you could choose these different filters. Thank you for knowing that, Gerald. The other one was the tiara that crushed my soul.
Right.
When they took the tiara. I literally, for about a year after I stopped my show on Google Hangouts, people would say, oh my gosh, we don't recognize you without your fake tiara, because then people would come on and it was so fun. So they had so much potential, but they alienated people. And let's face it, Google Plus was started by a bunch of geeky techs that they said, invite all your friends. So trust me, as a woman coming into Google Plus, it was a very, very difficult landscape to navigate for quite a while, especially if you wanted to do something
entertaining. That's like Lord of the Flies.
As I like to say, that people in the U.S. don't even know, but oh my God, Christ on a cracker. I mean, come on. Like, it was a tough place to be.
But it's
awesome. It's good to have you on, Courtney and Mia. We need to wrap up the podcast. Daryl, sorry to cut you off there, mate, but 50 minutes is a
50 minutes.
Long time. We need to upload the podcast.
yes.
How can they get hold of you, Mia? Then I want to ask you any more questions.
No problem. Just go to at Mia Voss on the go, MIAVOSS on the go. And that's where you can find me. And then actually at Getting Tasted is our handle everywhere. So Courtney and I have, you know, created this little brainchild together, and it's called at Getting Tasted.
Can are you related to Chris Voss at all?
No, but I do know him. Brother Voss.
That's awesome.
Brother Voss.
What about you, Courtney? Where can they get hold of you?
You can find me on Twitter at CS Has Arrived, as in Courtney Smith, CS Has Arrived. Okay. And you can go to my blog, CourtneySmithKramer.com, or to our company website, PureMatter.com.
Awesome. And can you put that link in for your new shows that we can put onto the description of the podcast?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Jake, what about you?
You can follow me at jazzbot32669, and Aldwin has some more to say.
Okay, go ahead, Aldwin. What did you want to
say? Thanks, Jacob. Yeah, I just wanted to say that our beautiful guests, they remind me of Edna and Patsy from Absolutely Fabulous.
Yes!
We are so ready.
Oh my God, and, you're so winning that you just compared us to that. Thank you for that. You just made our week.
Oh, awesome, awesome. Yeah, I think they're awesome. And I love the fact, too, on your Facebook page, you have Big Cat Rescue there. I'm a massive animal lover. I have Animal Action TV and Animal Action events to do. So I love that you're animal lovers. And I just wanted to ask quickly about what are you going to be doing for animals with your show? Obviously, you'll be promoting animals as you have on your Facebook page. So just a little bit about your love of animals.
Well, I can start by saying I have only had rescue animals. As part of my pets and family. They're family, and they are, my dog has her own hashtag. This is Jessie. my favorite thing is to create little boudoir photos of Jessie because she is extremely overweight and it's super hilarious. She looks like a little sausage. And I like to Photoshop her into like cloud situations and, you know, red velvet situations.
So I'm sure anybody listening is like, what did she just say?
This is Jessie. Which was coined by Miss Mia.
Because I saw her and I'm like, this is Jessie. And then I have a 17-year-old beagle here, my rescue girl. I've had her since 2002 when she was is about 2 years old. So that's why we're excited to actually work with Tito's, because they do want us to do that yappy hour and literally give people the way to start shelters, because we're going to need them a lot more. They want to help people either volunteer at dog show animal shelters or to start their own. So that's what we do. And we did go to a Big Cat Rescue last year, and it was such a pleasure and such an honor for us to be there. So I'm glad you appreciate it.
And just really quickly, I know we're wrapping, but Mia, you have to talk about the kitty cabana.
So there's a kitten cabana where they have all baby kittens, and they just let us go in there. They usually don't let people in there. There's a whole video of it, like being crawled upon by kittens, and shows your kittens.
I mean, like seriously, like 50 kittens in this enclosure, which was probably about the size of what, like a little bungalow. And they have all of these like cat crawly toys and structures and everything. And they foster these little kittens. This is in Tampa. And they foster these little kittens until they're ready to go to the adoption shelter. And they did let us go in there and do a live stream for an hour. And it was absolutely chaos. Like these kittens were knocking over laptops and live streaming iPads and iPhones and attacking each other and attacking us. And it was just like super hilarious.
Aldwin would have loved it.
That's awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, very cool.
That sounds fantastic. And I have a six-year-old cat that I adopted as well. I have a rescue cat that's called Tiger. And you can see Tiger on my Instagram, which is AldwinAlternate_MediaQueen. And I want to say a big cheers to you guys, because I love tequila as well. And it's so good for you. I found out the other day, I drank all this tequila the other night after going to a Mexican restaurant, and I had no hangover the next day. I was blown away. So I looked up health benefits of tequila and was doubly blown away. So
yes, it's a probiotic. It's a probiotic.
It's it reduces cholesterol, reduces blood sugar. It's unbelievable. Cheers to you, and here's to more tequila. And people can connect with me on all the main social media at Aldwin. Look up Media Queen, Aldwin Alternay. I'm the only one out there. Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Google+, Instagram, awesome. Pinterest, on all the main social media, and YouTube, of course. Just look up Aldwin Alternay. You'll see all my shows on there. And it's been awesome, Courtney and
Mia.
I've had too much tequila already. Courtney and Mia, you guys rock. Thank you so much. And over to you, Brad. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Thank you. Daryl Hunt, what about
you? Thank
you. You can get me on Twitter, Oz, and Tech Webcast. Say something funny, Daryl, at the end, then I can play something at the end.
They can everyone can get me on LearnScape on the Twitters. And I'm still on Google+. I'm probably the last person there, but I'll shut the door on my way out. Plus Daryl Hunt on the Google+. And
he's on Google+ anyway these days. Anyway, no one's on there anymore. I don't use it.
I'm there. I'm sort of like the echo chamber. I haven't actually posted in quite a while, so I can't really say that. But I do look. I do read stuff from Google+, and it's a pity that it's, you know, a niche market now. But anyway, that's for another. Yeah. Another episode of Tech Webcast is in the can.
Jacob, what do you want to say?
I want to listen to this.
It's time for a slammer.
That's what he said.
Webcast. The hosts and guests are unsurpassed. Tech Webcast. Because technology, it moves so fast. Tech Webcast. Ha, stick around and you're gonna have a blast. Yeah! Tech, 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 tech webcast. Ha, ha. Tech, 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 tech webcast.